The second worst drought in Delaware's history has triggered an uptick in woodlands fires, leading officials to discourage outdoor burning. WHYY's Chris Barish has our story.
Delaware's Forest Service usually puts out about 5 blazes a year. But last year, that number more than quadrupled, and this year, crews have already been called to about a dozen fires. One saw flames shooting above 50-foot-tall trees. Wooded and rural areas are in jeopardy because Delaware's had less than 10 inches of rainfall from September through February. It's usually about 22 inches during that six-month span.
It's a bad year because we've been in a prolonged drought now for quite some time. So we're seeing a large uptick in wildfires, and it's starting to stress the first responders and resources out. Our agency has had some significant equipment breakdowns and maintenance costs associated with this elevated activity.
That's Sam Topper of the Forest Service. His agency is getting new equipment that will be kept downstate, where most recent fires have ignited. No one has been hurt, but with no end in sight to the dry skies, officials are urging residents to stop outdoor burning. Jay Jones of the State Volunteer Firefighters Association doesn't fear any widespread damage, but says the conditions are ripe for blazes to grow out of control.
A fire will walk and go quickly. It takes some time to get our people on scene with the equipment, and you're looking at a small 3x3 fire can easily walk within a matter of minutes to 4, 5, 10 acres.
State officials also urge residents to clear leaves and other flammable materials from their roofs, gutters, and the perimeter of their homes. From the Delaware Desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.